Tantor Audio presents Scandal and the Duchess by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Angela Daw. Chapter 1. November 1885. When he was this drunk, there was only one thing to do. Stephen McBride laid the rest of his money on the table and got unsteadily to his feet.
"Divide it,"
he said to the assembled men, his Scots accent slurring.
"I can't see my cards anymore, and you'll have it off me anyway. Good night."
His friends and acquaintances, some as drunk as himself, either laughed or grunted and went back to their cards. Bloody Scottish upstart, he knew many of them thought. Some thought much worse than that, those who knew the story by their dark looks. Army should have slung him out. Stephen knew exactly why he was imbibing to his eyeballs on his leave, and why he'd come home earlier this year. Knowing why did not make it any easier to leave the card room, navigate his way down the stairs, who the devil had put the card room upstairs, and stagger into the street. He looked up and down for his carriage, then remembered he'd hired a carriage to bring him to the soiree tonight. Stephen vaguely remembered dismissing it, blast it all, telling the coachman he'd make his own way home. The November cold was bitter, a wind sweeping down the street to cut straight through Stephen's uniform coat. Stephen's regiment was currently in West Africa, a land of warmth. Bloody great heat, actually. But Africa was an amazing world full of amazing people. Nothing there like this frozen London passage, wind howling down it, stinging him even in his drunken state. Which way were his lodgings? Stephen didn't have a permanent house in London, so he usually hired rooms whenever he came to town, flats that catered to single gentlemen.